a lot has happened in my life since then, since 2020, and a lot has happened in all of our lives since 2020. Hello, welcome to Strong Women Stick Together, and I'm your host, Victoria Nicole. Today's episode is an update from 2020 to 2023. I want to address the elephant in the room. For those of you who don't know, it's been 3 years. The last episode I posted or recorded was in March or April of 2020 for Strong Women Stick Together. A lot has happened in my life since then, since 2020, and a lot has happened in all of our lives since 2020. During that time, I decided to take a pause and reflect on where I was in my life. For reference, Strong Women Stick Together was originally called The Journey of My Mind. That was technically what Strong Women Stick Together Season 1 is now. It shares topics that I've talked about, including the process of my mind, or topics that I felt needed to be addressed that weren't really addressed as much as I would like it to be. Strong Women Stick Together Season 2 was showcasing relatable stories of strong women who share their brand and business on social media. Strong Women Stick Together Season 3 was mainly about showing up on social media, specifically video format of social media for your brand, and steps to do that, different topics that might have been necessary within that scope of frame of things. In 2020, I had a big career change. I decided to stop accounting and decided to pursue a social media business. I still own the brand and company for Strong Women Stick Together, but I did take a pause in being a business owner since the whole COVID thing happened. I took time to reevaluate my career path of social media, and this is where I pretty much left off with everyone on Strong Women Stick Together and with how I've been outwardly approaching my social media brand. Comment below what updates you've had since 2020. So since 2020, and I actually have a laundry list of things that have happened, so I'm going to read them off to you specifically. Since 2020, I graduated in 2019 with my bachelor's in general studies with a minor in accounting. I started school again in 2020 in marketing to focus on social media marketing. But through going to school, I fell in love with sales. In 2021, I graduated with my bachelor's in marketing. I had gotten a sales internship with Year.com. I also got a full-time offer at the Miami Heat for inside sales rep that I worked at until I got promoted to an account manager for group sales, which is what I'm doing right now. I love sales specifically because of the opportunity for growth. I learn and grow so much through sales, through talking to people on a day-to-day basis, to understanding that everybody understands information differently. So it's approaching people's information and approaching information to share with them differently. Don't get me wrong, my life is nowhere near perfect, but for some reason I feel like there's a puzzle piece that I've been missing for a long time that's finally put in place. Now, my puzzle is not finished, my puzzle is not complete, but this one puzzle piece, like one of those corner pieces that I feel like I've been missing for so long, has finally been put in place. And I think now I'm on to my next part of my journey and my next life that feels more settled. My vision for season 4 is pretty much for you to take actionable steps to learn and grow so that you can live the life that you want, so you can have the journey and adventure that you want in your life. If you like this podcast, be sure to leave a review on the video, hit the like button, share it with your friends, subscribe, do all the things, and stay tuned to next week's episode. I will be going over my vision of season 4 of Strong Women Stick Together a little bit more in depth. Bye for now.